This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Many in Fort Collins are wondering what the renovation of the Foothills Mall will ultimately look like. But the answer to that question may have already been revealed at another site south of Denver. Putting all the clues together for us this morning is Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, hopefully we've got people's curiosity piqued. So what shopping center should we be looking at when thinking about the future of the Foothills Mall?
It's known as the Streets at South Glen, and like Foothills, it's owned by Denver-based Alberta Development Partners. The Streets is a 90-minute drive south to the Denver suburb of Centennial, and similarly like Foothills, the shopping center formerly known as the South Glen Mall was purchased by Alberta in disrepair, was renamed, raised, and redeveloped into 1 million square feet of retail space, 140,000 square feet of office space, and 202 apartments.
Well, aside from the ownership factor, there are some other similarities between the two shopping centers.
South Glen is anchored on either side by a Sears and a Macy's, just like the current incarnation of the Foothills. The Streets also includes a tree-filled park-like area that is very similar to the outdoor areas the redeveloped Foothills will feature. Plans for Foothills include lawns on the east and west sides, and like the common areas at the Streets, these spaces will include seating and fountains and eventually will serve as a public space for events.
Well, there's another parallel with the way both projects are being funded, if I understand correctly.
Right. The cost of the Streets at South Glen is $335 million with a public financing package of $77 million, or about 22% of the total project cost. Foothills is slated to receive a $53 million package for the $312 million project, amounting to about 16% of the total.
Well, I guess the question probably most on the minds of hardcore shoppers is if the Foothills redevelopment will meet its target date for opening at the end of next year, just in time for the holiday shopping season.
Well, parts of it will, according to Alberta executives who continue to meet with City of Fort Collins and other officials on decisions that have delayed groundbreaking on the project. This phased opening is another thing Foothills has in common with the Streets, which faced a lot of market challenges when it opened.
The Streets at South Glen opened back in 2009. We had the collapse of the stock market a year earlier. So how did that impact the opening?
In September 2008, most of the tenants for the Streets had been selected, but many were national retailers, and spooked by the market crash, a number of them, including Barnes & Noble, pulled out of the project, leaving the shopping center with unfilled space. But Alberta was able to find many local tenants, and South Glen was 75% occupied when it opened. Today, it's at about 85% occupancy and is leased up to 90%. The market conditions are significantly better now for a target 2014 opening of the Foothills Mall, so that's good.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.